Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, today's show should probably start off with some bad news.
Well, the bad news, it appears Audrey has overslept.
These things happen.
Ian, you want to call her?
Well, I shot her a text, but I will call her directly right now.
No. We should call her on the air. Right?
You want to call her on the air?
Yeah, I mean, probably.
Oh, boy.
I think we should.
All right.
Okay.
Well, these are always fun. Maybe she's driving to work right now. She said she's no longer texting and driving.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that could be
it. So there's that.
Uh-huh.
Or I have a feeling that she's on her way. There's just a lot of traffic this morning. You know, this early in the morning, you know, it gets congested sometimes.
Oh, totally.
You get thrown off.
Cool. Do I have to dial 9 or something?
Yes, you have to dial 9 to dial
9 out. And then 1. Yeah. I almost overslept this morning. Almost.
Well, there's a pretty big difference between almost.
Well,
and
true.
Why is dialing out so hard?
Oh, God.
Come on!
Yeah, this is going well. You gonna try it on the other one now?
I'm gonna try one last time here, okay?
All right, third time's a charm.
Here we go.
Forget it.
All right, she's not going to make it.
Okay.
It's fine. I'll call her.
Why don't we just start off?
Okay, let's start over. Got some good news and some bad news. What do you want first?
How about some bad news this morning, Dave?
Some bad news. A pet cat caused $40,000 worth of damage to her family home after turning on the washing machine. A cat caused $40,000 worth of damage because there was a tap that she docked on overnight and flooded the downstairs. So Amber and Joe Fouser were sleeping. They believe their one-year-old cat, Eve, was doing the same in the laundry room. However, when Joe, 25, woke up for work as a security guard the next morning at 6 a.m., he was greeted by pools of water flooding the entirety of the downstairs of their house in Australia. To make matters even worse, everything else going on in Australia right now.
Everything's on fire. Yeah. That's, you know, it's horrible what's happening to everybody there. And now you've got flooding on top of the fires.
Went to go check on the cat. Joe found Eve sitting on top of the washing machine, attached the laundry tap. Had that thing knocked on full blast, causing a stream of water to fill the entire room. Despite the desperate fix the damage done to their home, they still were stuck with about $40,000 worth of damage. And, you know, this is a young couple. The guy is 25 years old. They're, you know, trying to figure things out. He works as a security guard. Now they are trying to figure out what they're going to do about a $40,000 bill.
Definitely go for a GoFundMe. But usually when a wet cat causes $40,000 worth of damage, it's called a divorce, not a flood. Okay. What? What? You don't like that joke? That was pretty good.
Some good news today as well. Linda Herring always
good news. No joke's got to be better than that.
Linda Herring always wanted a big family, but she never imagined that she would foster more than 600 children and turn her home into a safe haven where her children would be given shelter, food, clothing, most importantly, endless amounts of love. She's now 75 years old, has been fostering children for nearly 50 years in Johnson City, Iowa. Herring and her husband, Bob, began fostering when they lived in Oxford, Iowa, continued to do so after they moved to Tiffin. As a foster mom, Herring ran a home daycare for local families and worked as a night custodian at a nearby high school. If that wasn't enough, she also volunteered as a first responder for nearly 50 years.
So she fostered 600 kids.
Yep. Worked as a custodian at a high school and volunteered as a first responder for 50 years.
Like, just give that woman, name the town after her or something.
Never turned a child away, regardless of their age, their gender, special needs, no matter what it was. Would regularly travel to pick up foster children who needed a home back in October of last year. Chose to stop fostering children because she's getting older, had some health concerns. Her granddaughter, Amber Herring, was the one that, you know, relayed all this to the news. After announcing her decision to stop, Herring was honored by the Johnson County Board of Supervisors with a resolution of appreciation.
A resolution?
Yeah, they gave her a letter.
Like, give her the key or something.
Something, yeah.
Not
right.
A resolution.
Her own day, whatever it is, right?
Here's a resolution. Congrats. Thanks.
Like, is this like a ticket? Like, what is this?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Like, if I don't appear, is there going to be a warrant out for my arrest?
really kind of makes you realize how little we're doing.
Yeah, how awful people we are, and how thank God there's some actual decent human beings out there.
600 children.
Wild.
Unbelievable.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
What is going on today?
Things are going on.
Oh, come on.
Mahoney's microphone just came unscrewed and dropped off the arm. Audrey is putting on pants. She did, in fact, oversleep.
Can we get a microphone that just doesn't fall and hit me in the nuts every single week? You know, that's all I really ask.
Yeah.
That's all I really ask.
It's a lot to ask.
And it's such a tiny target. So it's like, come on, man.
It's a sharpshooter microphone.
I can't get it. Like, just turn that mic, my mic off. I can't get it right now.
Let's just call it a day.
That's just quick.
I'm just going to go home.
Let's go.
All right. Okay, let's start up.
Okay. So first up today here in Top Stories, Pete Rose is chiming in on the whole thing about the Houston Astros. I'm sure that you heard about this. You know, over the last couple of days, people have been talking about, you know, the ramifications that are going to come down for the Astros because of the cheating scandal that happened that allegedly helped them win the World Series back in 2017.
That's not what helped them win the World Series.
Well, yeah, sure it is. I mean, they were stealing signals.
Nah,
yes,
man.
Yes,
they had the best team in baseball.
Yeah, but when
everybody steals signs in baseball.
No, do you know what makes you the best team in baseball? When you know what pitch is coming.
If you know, like, here's the thing. Even if you know what pitch is coming,
you're wrong.
You're still putting the bat on the ball, man.
This is considerably different. They were actively stealing signals signaling the batters and everything. Video equipment and everything else.
They have fired
the general manager. They have fired the manager, A.J. Hinch, which is pretty incredible considering
how good they are.
The success that they've had.
Wasn't that their first World Series?
They fined him $5 million. They took their first and second round draft pick this year as well as next year.
But baseball draft picks aren't nearly,
they're not nearly as important as NFL draft picks.
Not even
but
close.
Yeah, firing those guys is the move that the Astros chose to make after Major League Baseball said they were going to suspend them both for a year.
Major League Baseball came out and just, like, it was a big news dump. I mean, you do it on the day that the national championship's happening. They're trying to kind of, like, bury this a little bit, I think.
Maybe.
But the thing that really rubbed me the wrong way was the owner of the Houston Astros coming out and going, "I expect more from this city." Like, who are you to expect anything from a city? You're a billionaire who, it's like, you are not the moral police. It's like, it just seemed very self-righteous. Oh, so you're going to get back all the money that you got from those ill-gotten gains? You know, you got guys who are taking the fall because they're not billionaires,
right,
and you're going to continue to make all the money.
Well, the person that chimed in considerably on this was Pete Rose. He said that his lifetime ban from baseball has cost him $100 million.
I believe it.
That's what he could have earned. Of course, if you remember what happened with Pete Rose, he actually got banned from getting into the Hall of Fame and from baseball in general, because back in 1989, he gambled on baseball, and he gambled on his own team to lose as the manager of Cincinnati Reds.
I don't think he ever – did he gamble on his own team to lose?
Yeah.
I thought he always gambled on his own team to win and other teams to lose. I thought there was no proof that Pete – now I'm just way off on this. But I never thought Pete Rose, like, threw a game. There was no, like,
not throwing a game or anything like that. But, I mean, he just went, they're the better team. they're going to win.
I don't know. Yeah. I think betting on baseball or betting on yourself to win or other teams to lose in baseball isn't nearly as bad as this. But I'm also, like, people are stealing signs one way or the other.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're trying to stop that. And especially with video equipment and everything else. And
I saw a tweet the other day. Somebody was like, "Please cheat more in baseball. I want to be more entertained." Like, 2017 was a pretty exciting World Series.
Yeah.
Like, let's juice everybody up again. Let's steal all the signs and let's just have a good time at the old ball.
Let's make
game.
This a batter's game instead of a pitcher's game.
Yeah.
So Tesla shares have risen above $500 for the first time. That makes it more valuable than Ford, more valuable than General Motors, more valuable than Ford and General Motors combined.
It's the most expensive, or the most, it's the highest priced car company of all time, like you said.
Market value of $91 billion.
I don't know if it's worth $91 billion. I think that's a little, I think that's a bit of a stretch, considering how many Teslas we actually see out on the road. I mean, they're beautiful cars, and I think electric cars are a way of the future, without a doubt. And I think the other car companies are starting to see that with the hybrids and their own electric cars, but valuing
Tesla at $91 billion seems a little high to me.
So Apple is offering free replacement for battery cases after discovering there is a flaw that prevents the battery cases from charging the batteries, which seems like a pretty significant flaw considering that's exactly what they're supposed to do. So if you have one of those Apple cases and it is not charging the XS, the XS Max, the XR models, and you're like, what is going on? You are not alone, and Apple is offering free replacements. So that's going on right now, too. Oh,
thanks.
And finally, the Olympics, of course, are coming up, the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, and they have figured out what they're going to do because they, you know, they always have the athlete village where there's allegedly a lot of hanky-panky that
there's
goes
no,
on.
There's a lot. And, no, yeah. Allegedly about that. It's a bunch of young, super in shape people from other countries who they're never going to see ever again in their lives, and they're all...
They're like, oh, you have an 8-pack as well. Neat.
We should.
What you doing later?
Yeah, I mean, they the protection that they hand out there is usually in the like hundreds of thousands range.
They are going to be sleeping on cardboard beds.
I saw these and I'm like, man, that's the Olympics. These are the greatest athletes in the world.
I mean, what's the difference though? I mean, it's not like you can tell. There's a mattress on top of it. It's not like they're just putting a piece of cardboard on the floor for them to sleep
well,
on. It's a cardboard bed.
They said
bed.
They tested the,
the beds can hold up to 440 pounds, which seems like just about the weight of two large athletes. Huh.
What if you get two? What if you get a men's and a women's shot putter going at it? Like,
a female shot putter and a men's sumo wrestler?
That's
like,
right.
Oh, boy. 450 pounds.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney. How would you like Bossy Rossi to fire you? How would you like to be fired?
Message deleted.
On a Friday... You know, so
on a Friday.
On a Friday before the show starts. I don't want to get fired after a show. I want to get fired. Like, I don't want to come in, do my job all day, and then get fired. I want to walk in and be immediately fired. Or, how about this? How about you just send me a text saying, don't come in, so I don't have to drive here to get fired? Because there's, like, there's nothing.
You always remember that walk. Have you ever been fired before?
No.
Okay. Ian, you've been fired before, right?
No, I have never been
You've
fired.
You've never been fired?
No. Only us.
Only us, okay. Well, let me tell you this. When you get fired, you always remember the walk to the office after the fact. Because it's normally just like a regular walk to the office. You don't a lot of times know what's going on. In some cases, you do. But in hindsight, you're like, I remember. Because everything kind of slows down as you realize what's happening.
Right.
But the walk to the office is very distinct to
See,
me.
See, last time you and I got fired, we knew...
You were getting fired?
We knew months in advance.
Yeah, we knew months in advance. And they kept lying to us. They're like, no, everything's fine. We're like, no, it's not.
No.
You're going to fire us. You're going to fire us right after this concert. Guess what happened?
they fired us
right after that concert.
Called our shot.
Yes.
So you would rather the text than the face-to-face?
Oh, I just don't want to drive in. Like, just don't waste my time.
No, I want the face-to-face. Because as somebody that, you know, has done a decent amount of work on both sides, right? Yeah. Firing somebody sucks. And so I love to make that moment suck for them.
Wait, what do you do to make it worse?
I start crying and telling them about my kids. No, no, I'm make them explain it. And when they're obviously liars, which has happened to us before, you just call them on it.
Yeah. You're like, just be honest. Like, you don't like us. You didn't like our boss who brought us in. So you're firing us. Be an adult about it. Oh, no, that's not it at all. Blah, blah, blah. We're just making
You're my favorite. We're just making some change. Like, no, it's
not
the case.
If I was your favorite, we wouldn't be in this position.
Right.
And that's why your building still sucks.
You decided months ago you were going to fire us.
Yeah.
Liar.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Why am I just not finding out that Vern Troyer died? How did I not hear that on the news? Just news not travel fast in my world, I guess.
Message deleted.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of years ago now, but there's pretty big news when it happened.
Yeah, I mean, it just sucks. Vern Troyer had, you know, it couldn't have had an easy life, you know, even though he did achieve fame, but he was never, like, super rich. You know, always had to do a lot of these, like, separate offshoots of shows,
the
like
Surreal,
Surreal
Life,
and
all that. And he struggled with alcoholism and everything else. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of tough on Vern Troyer, so... Felt bad
tragic,
for him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was hilarious. And, you know, I mean, as far as what he's able to do with his career is I mean, he really kind of made the most out of it, right?
I think people will still Austin Powers. Will,
yeah, the mini-me.
I think
iconic.
People will remember that for decades.
And he was married, too, like up until he died. From 2007 till he died.
I did not know that.
And she's beautiful.
Really?
Yeah, Brittany Powell's her name. She's
gorgeous. That.
Blonde, like German, beautiful. She's 47 now, I guess. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Like in his age range, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I would feel like it would almost seem a little bit more suspect than what it is. But
yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, when I'm eating good food, my body will just start dancing in its seat, and I won't even know I'm doing it, but my girlfriend would know, and she'll be like, the food's good, huh?
Message deleted.
What are you, like a dog? You know what I love? When you see the dogs who get so excited for the food, they'll run to the bowl, and then they like stop to eat, and then their like back legs just continue to go like up and up and up and up, and then they're just standing on their two front paws.
Standing on their two front paws, and their butt's still wagging. They're just like, oh my God, this is the best moment of my life.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X
107.5. Don't we wish we could have like 1% of that happiness?
1%.
Yes. Yeah, 1%.
One little baby percent.
If I can achieve 1% of that, never going to happen.
Nope.
Or when somebody comes into the door, you're that excited too.
To see
the
anyone.
The exact opposite. Yeah. Get out!
Leave me alone.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Amazon is going to start ramping up counterfeit merchandise reporting to law enforcement. And I don't know why this is even a story, because why haven't they been doing this the entire time? It's like Amazon, they remove themselves from the idea that they have to police their own website. You're like, who else do you think is going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
But they say they're going to be cracking down, giving more data on counterfeit goods to law enforcement, and a further crackdown of fake listings on its e-commerce site. The other thing that they really should crack down on is all the fake reviews.
Yeah. Yes.
Because if anything is going to rip the trust away from your brand, it's all of the fake reviews. When something says it has, 6,000 reviews and it's 5 stars, and then somebody buys it and it's hot garbage, that's bad on you, Amazon.
Yeah, absolutely.
You shouldn't be able to swap out one item for another item and keep those reviews for the previous item.
Is that how it works?
Yes, you can do that. It's just so dumb. And again, all this boils down to is them getting more sales, trying to make more money, and, the consumer. The reason why Amazon was, I think, exploded to the pinnacle where it is right now is because the ease of use.
Right.
And now that they're there, they want even more and even more. And, you just keep, nothing is ever enough.
So do you remember yesterday when we were talking about the whole thing with Jeff Bezos and, people were giving him a hard time because he donated initially like $600,000.
The front page of Drudge had the headline, World's Cheapest Man.
So what's interesting about that is, the guy still, they eventually upped it to $1 million, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But the idea that he would make, $1 million donation to Australia, a lot of people are like, look, that's nice, but like, you're the richest man in the world. Like, maybe come off of a little bit more than that. Somebody put it into context of the year's earnings from 2018, because the 2019 earnings aren't out yet.
Right.
In full. And they said that during 2018, that donation, that amount, is the amount that he made every 5 minutes.
You're kidding me. Which, I feel like in 2019, they had a huge year.
Of course.
In comparison to 2018.
2018,
even.
Yeah. 2019 is even bigger,
yeah.
Right? We just don't have those numbers yet. So 2018, every 5 minutes. So you took 5 minutes worth of work and you donated. What a guy.
Dave.
Barf.
Even better than that, the amount of money that he donated was the equivalent, actually less than, those three models who were sending out nudes online. Those three models raised more money than Jeff Bezos.
How about that?
And good on those models.
And worked harder.
Like, because
they had to find the angles.
Because who are they? Like, that's the thing. It's three random naked hot chicks who raised over $1 million combined.
He's got multiple billions. They only have one b-hole. I mean, like, really?
Yeah, one b-hole.
Like, I think
about a brush fire.
I also think about, what was it when J.J. Watt raised all that money? I mean, even J.J. Watt, I think, donated close to, $500,000 or $600,000 himself.
Of his own money, and then he raised, $47 million
but
or some nonsense
J.J.
like that.
Watt, compared to Jeff Bezos,
right.
Jeff Bezos can buy and sell.
Richest man versus in the world versus a football player.
Which J.J. Watt is famous,
right.
Made a ton of money, but Jeff Bezos can buy and sell J.J. Watt 10,000 times.
He can buy and sell the entire NFL.
Yeah. Couple times.
Yes.
Couple times over.
Yeah. So the middle age peak of misery comes at a certain age, and they have figured it out.
Oh,
you,
no.
You ready for this?
Like the crisis
they,
era?
They have figured it out. They have figured out the exact age where you are the most miserable.
So that's, but it gets better after that, so we're like ramping up to that? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
And then it's just catastrophe?
I don't know. After we start feeling better, I think.
Oh, I don't know if we're ramping up or down. I mean, would you say that you're ramping down towards the bottom of the valley and then you start to go back up the hill of happiness?
But maybe, because I feel like old people are generally kind of happy, right?
And then that's exactly what it says. Okay. So they said 47.2 years old is when you are the most unhappy. That's when you're the most miserable in middle age. And then from there, like you said, Audrey, you start to get happiness. So there is a happiness curve, which is kind of a U-shape over lifetimes. But the bottom of that U is 47.2 years old.
Do you think it's because you're finally realizing, oh, my God, 50? Because 50 is kind of, I mean, obviously, it's a hallmark
sure.
year.
I mean, like, there's nothing good that happens at 50 other than most people just consider you to be older. Not old, but older, right?
Well, like, I mean, to somebody who's 20.
To a kid, you're old.
Or even
right?
a 25-year-old, you're like, oh, man, that person's old.
They're old. They're 50.
And then as we've gotten older, we're like, man, that person's not that old. Yeah, like, 50's really not.
Like, I feel you're like just 60 older. is the scary.
But at least when you get to 60.
You can start, you're 2 years away from being able to cash in.
You retire.
Social security.
You
can,
see, that's what I'm saying. The retirement.
There's something positive that happens with right after 60. Right after 50, there's nothing except for you just, like, keep getting older.
Another 15 years of working.
Well, like, what was the year whenever you realized, like, your parents, whenever you were nervous they were going to hit that year, that was, like, the old. Like, they're getting that old.
I'm still not there. My mom's pretty close in age to me. My mom had me when she was 22, so she was pretty young, and so is my dad. So they're, like, pretty close. So it's, like, I've never looked at my parents other than when I was, like, real little as old. Like, now it's... You know, they're not that.
They're almost like your peers. I have friends who are the same age as them.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that they've pinpointed the exact age. It's 47.2. So if you're close to that and you feel miserable, you're not alone.
So we're just counting down. Let's get a big clock. Countdown to misery.
Couldn't that make that worse?
I don't know.
Like, just watching the clock.
I mean, but there really is. After 25, there's really no birthday to look forward to because you get no other. Maybe 55, because then that's what AARP. You can officially become a member of AARP.
But do you really want that? I mean,
I would love to save $5 at a Shoney's.
I'm kind of with Audrey on this one though. Like, age really is just a number. Like, there's some people that are 55 that act like they're 75, and there's some people that are 55 that act like they're 35.
I just feel like it's just the fun years to have the parties. Like, I'm ready for my dirty 30, and then, like, my mom's about to celebrate her 50th birthday, and we're gonna throw her a big thing. Surprise, Mom, if you're listening. So I just feel like it's just like a fun time to like celebrate. And her birthday's always on Cinco de Mayo. So come on.
That's
50 this year is not gonna be that bad.
So a couple of engineers for General Motors got in big trouble because in Kentucky they were joyriding a couple of those brand new Corvettes. They were going 100 miles an hour. Well, actually, one was going 100. The other one was going 120.
Hell yeah.
On surface streets, 45 mile per hour zone. And so they're in a little bit of trouble for that one.
What do we know what time it was? Was it like late at night or, you know, were the roads a little? I mean, because the roads have to be pretty empty if you're going to be going 120.
It's Kentucky. They're always pretty
bare. I assume that... that it was later in the evening because it doesn't say specifically, but it said that the state troopers detected the scent of alcohol on both drivers.
Ooh, see, can't do that.
Yeah, so that's not cool.
Did we prove if they were drunk or not, or did they just like?
It didn't say whether or not they were drunk. They were just given reckless driving tickets because they were both going more than 26 miles per hour over the speed limit.
Then they weren't drunk.
Yeah,
because they're like, oh, we detected alcohol, and that they didn't get a DUI, they weren't drunk.
Yeah. So in a statement from Automotive Magazine, General Motors said the company is aware of the incident and is currently investigating. There's two cars that were being driven. One was a red Corvette. This guy's a design engineer that was working on the induction and exhaust system. See, they're just doing research, you guys.
Oh, okay.
The other opted for the white Stingray. He is the co-chair of the electrical issue resolution team. Again, just making sure everything's working fine.
I'll say this, and we've been talking about the, you know, approaching middle age. I don't know if it is because I'm approaching
it
the
is.
Middle
That's
age.
Why
you want a Corvette?
You want a Corvette?
I want the new 2020 Corvette. Looks like a Lamborghini.
Oh,
good. And that Tommy Bahama shirt flapping in the wind.
That's right.
Dave Farah and the fake morning morning shoes. Wait, fake morning morning Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News Farah.
Kyle joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Kyle? How you doing, man?
Oh, fantastic. Happy New Year there, guys.
Same to you, my friend. So here's how this game works. It's pretty simple. I've got three stories. All of them sound like they're fake. Only one of them actually is. How would you say that your radar is for spotting fake news?
It was pretty good till the last couple of years. It's gotten a little bit tricky.
Yeah, it has.
Mostly because Dave Farah is a prevalent purveyor of propaganda, spreading fake news all across the great land of this USA.
So, again, three stories. Only one of them is actually fake. You're trying to spot the fake news. First up today, a drunk crop duster plane pilot spread 4 tons of manure across a city while under the influence. A California agricultural airplane pilot made a serious mistake while operating his aircraft under the influence, accidentally dumping his cargo of manure over cars, houses, and residents. According to the report, the 51-year-old, whose name is Barry Wood, had a blood alcohol level of 0.48, which is a lot. He was arrested 6 times the legal limit, allowed to drive a motor vehicle, 12 times the legal limit allowed to operate a plane. He was supposed to spread 4 tons of liquid manure over fields belonging to his employer, but his capacity is a little impaired, and he turned in the wrong direction, headed to the nearby city of El Dorado instead of the fields where he was supposed to spray and release the smelly cargo. Residents of the city were taken off guard as the tons of liquid manure started raining over the city, causing several car accidents and totally ruining an outdoor wedding ceremony.
No.
That's an omen.
I didn't even know they dropped poop from the sky like that.
The Butler County Sheriff's Office said they received over 900 calls in less than 5 minutes about the incident.
Okay.
Could you imagine this?
Of course,
just...
it's Butler.
Oh, her poor wedding dress. It's not white anymore.
All right. Does anybody have any objections?
What a way to
speak,
say
no.
Speak
now or forever hold your...
gosh.
Speaking of restroom activities, a man assaulted his roommate for taking too long in the bathroom. A man was injured after a roommate attacked him for taking too long in the bathroom. The 32-year-old, who was not named by police, was allegedly attacked by another man in the bathroom at the property in Jersey City, New Jersey. He shouted, "Get out, I want to use the bathroom," through a locked door, and reacted angrily when the victim did not get out fast enough. The man forced his way into the bathroom of the multifamily apartment, punched his roommate, and then threw a glass mirror at him. The glass shattered, cut the man's neck, but the victim refused treatment for the injuries at the scene. The 32-year-old was treated for small cuts on his left arm following the alleged attack that happened at 2 a.m. on November 28th. So that's what's interesting about it is that, you know, normally the whole rush for the bathroom, and, you know, this is me having 5 siblings, it's in the morning, right? You're like, Everyone's trying to get ready. You're like, let's go. Man, 2 a.m., though, I guess if you got to go, you got to go.
But if you were out drinking the night before, maybe you treated yourself to some Denny's or some White Castle.
Yeah.
You know, nature may be calling. Yeah, and if you don't have multiple bathrooms,
that's a problem.
You cannot camp out and be on your phone for an hour.
I always get the 2 a.m. tinkles, though.
Good to know.
I do.
Final story for us here, Kyle. A sorority girl ran into a man's apartment, stripped completely naked, jumped on his bed, and somehow got arrested for it. So most guys, you know, kind of dream of a college co-ed running into their place with 2 bags of weed in her pockets, stripping down totally naked and jumping on their bed. But one guy in Flagstaff, not impressed. He was surprised, and they referred to him as a victim. A 20-year-old Northern Arizona University sorority girl ran into his apartment last Friday afternoon, removed her clothing, jumped on his bed, and asked, "Am I pretty?" Then called the man and then called police. When they arrived at the scene, they found the woman naked. She eventually went inside, put her underwear back on, but the adventure was far from over. She, quote, launched herself at an officer who was climbing up the stairs towards her. Despite her best efforts, the officer was able to put her in cuffs. As he was walking her to the squad car, she declared, "I love marijuana." And she wasn't lying, as officers found 2 bags of weed in her pants pockets when they went to retrieve her clothing. She was charged with indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, criminal damage, trespassing, misdemeanor marijuana possession, resisting arrest, and aggravated assault on a police officer.
That's got to be fake.
No, I don't think so.
The thing that makes this ring true uh-huh. is because normally, if you're a single guy, you're in college, and you've got a naked sorority sister jumping up and down who's brought you marijuana to your house, that would be great. But the moment she asks, it's just so needy and so insecure, am I pretty? That's what kills it
so
for me.
You think that that's the true part that 100%, all of it?
I guarantee you that is true.
Oh, she's attractive, too.
So you can look it up.
I mean, I searched her name.
Oh, so then it's real.
I mean,
it's gotta be, right?
Maybe there's some fake.
Maybe this is all a lie. Maybe Dave Farah is just farcing us right now.
I mean, she's kind of pretty, I guess.
Let me see.
She's just young.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. I mean, she's all right.
She doesn't look like the kind of girl to get booty hole naked, jumping up on a bed, asking if she's pretty.
Yeah, she does.
She does. You can't see the whites of her eyes. You can't see the whites of her eyes.
She's got the crazy look about her.
She kind of does.
I'm mad at her.
Certainly, yeah.
She's a white or something
else. Yeah. All right, Kyle. So which one of these is fake news? Only one of them actually is. Go ahead and talk it through. Which one do you think? We'll start here. Which one do you think is absolutely true?
The first one's absolutely true.
The one about the crop dusting?
Call it BS. Yeah, you might call it BS, but I that one's absolutely true.
Okay.
You ever seen a crop dusting plane?
I'm going to say, do they do that?
Can they carry like 3 tons worth of stuff?
It was 4 tons.
4 tons?
Yeah.
Like, because they weigh my ass to get on a small plane.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's got to be a skinny year for you then.
All right, so we've got the crop dusting, we've got the assault of the roommate for taking too long in the bathroom, and we've got the sorority girl getting naked. Only one of them is fake news. Which one do you think it is?
I kind of agree with Mahoney on the last one being real. So I'm thinking the one in the middle one with the
roommate in the bathroom.
The bathroom.
You sure you've never had a run in with a
roommate?
Oh
my gosh!
That one sounds the most real to me.
I grew up in a single bathroom home growing up, and there was anywhere from 10 to 12 of us in the house at all times. So,
you think that one's true then?
Are you a circus performer? Like 12 people in one bathroom.
You think that one's true then?
No, I think that one's fake because, I mean, if that was the case, then, like, I'd be dead by now.
So you think that one's true then?
All right. So final answer. Which one do you think is the fake news?
I think the middle one.
Final answer.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah, you're right. It has gotten a little trickier to spot the fake news. It was actually the crop dusting one that was the fake news.
Okay.
I mean, you were spot on. Butler County?
Yeah.
Butler.
Should we give him the prize just for the Butler County joke?
That's pretty funny.
All right, you win.
It's Pop Trash!
So Amber Heard is now reportedly done with men. As you recall, she had that very tumultuous relationship with Johnny Depp that ended rather poorly. And then she had the fling with Elon Musk that was all hot and heavy. I mean, she has got to be just fantastic in bed, right?
Why? Because you think she's crazy?
I mean, she's definitely crazy. But
I feel like all actresses and actors are crazy because you have to be a sociopath to pretend to be somebody else so good. So basically, your job is being a great liar or pretender.
Could you ever be married to an actor or an actress? Because if they were like really contrite about something and they're like, I'm just so sorry. You're like, are you just practicing a role right now? Like, are you actually sorry?
It just depends on how good of an actor. If they're like a really crappy actor, then yeah probably. Yeah.
It's like Andy Dick. You're like, but yeah, Amber Heard, who is, you know, gone through a couple of these high profile, very tumultuous relationships, now is getting down with somebody else. PDA being put on full display here. She was hooking up with a new LA-based cinematographer named Bianca Booty.
No way.
B-U-T-T-I.
Oh, okay.
It's either Booty or Buddy.
It's Booty, yeah. It's
Booty or Buddy.
We're going to go with Booty.
Booty. Bianca Booty.
I've seen some of her cinematography.
Making out outside of a hotel in Southern California.
Yeah, whatever, man. You do you.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. It's just, you know, interesting to see her moving on. And
of course she is.
Seemingly done with dudes for the time.
I think she just likes attention from anybody, man.
And that's what it is.
Yeah. Whatever, man.
So old Trick Daddy has been in the news the past couple of days.
Baby, cause I'm a thug.
He's got a new job at radio down in Miami. Yeah. Brand new big deal with Trina. And
then he got busted for DUI and cocaine.
This past weekend. Whoops, yeah. So
party's over.
turn it off. The whole thing with Trick Daddy is that people were like, man, look at this mugshot. Like, he looks terrible.
Face looked like it was melting his
hair. Hairline's jacked.
Yeah. He is saying it's not because, you know, he drank too much and had been doing cocaine all night. He said it's because he has lupus. So he said that a bunch of people are ignorant that are making fun of him on the internet.
Okay.
And if they want to make fun of somebody with an illness, go ahead. Other celebrities diagnosed with lupus include Selena Gomez and Nick Cannon, Lady Gaga, Toni Braxton, and Seal. And so he's saying it's not funny that he looks this way and people should stop making
lupus,
fun of him.
Lupus does not cause you to get in your Range Rover, drive it three times, blowing through
red lights while having cocaine in your person. That's not one of the side effects of lupus? No?
I've seen many episodes of House, but the thing I've learned from that, it's never lupus. It's never lupus.
If
House taught us anything, except for one time, it was lupus.
It was lupus, like one time.
Season 8.
Lou Ferrigno is, quote, not very impressed with the Marvel Studios Hulk, which...
Lou Ferrigno?
Yeah.
More like, who Ferrigno?
Oh, damn!
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Bro, you just hulked out on Lou Ferrigno. That was amazing.
Hulk burn, man.
Wow. Shut up, Lou.
Certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
These are all real reviews from establishments around the country that otherwise have very good reviews. Only there's reviews that were left by women exclusively named Karen that we are going to share with you today. Now, to set these up, we're going to share just some other quick reviews from other people that have left, just to kind of put in context the normal reviews that these type of places get.
Okay.
But Karens, traditionally, are known as the complainers of the world. It's the people with that Kate Gosselin haircut who are always demanding to speak to the manager.
Because nothing can ever be good enough for Karen. This world, even though we... you know, we have superhero and supervillain movies. There are real no supervillains out there. But the closest thing I think we can come to on a day-to-day basis for most of us are these Karens.
Or maybe we just need to be woke, Mahoney, and realize that this isn't our world.
It's Karen's world.
It's Karen's world. We're just living in it. This first one is from Denny's in Santa Ana, California. 4.5 out of 5 stars.
That's an insanely high-rated Denny's.
Wes said 5 out of 5. Tonight, my group of friends chose Denny's to hang out. What a great choice we made. Fabiola A. said 5 out of 5 stars. My mom and I always love to come to Denny's because it's not that busy, and also they treat us really well.
That's nice. Yeah. Sounds like a pretty good, well-run franchise.
Karen T., 1 out of 5 stars. Negative a billion stars because the manager is the worst person ever to be born into this world. Typical manager man who doesn't give a damn about anyone but himself. Stay away and don't spend your money here if you care about people. Jesus said love your neighbor as yourself. He obviously doesn't. Denny's is cold-hearted and cheap. Don't ask for anything for free. You won't get it. They never help anyone except for pretty Jennifer.
Sounds like someone's jealous. Also, if I'm going to Denny's, I want cold-hearted and cheap.
Right? I'm not here to be treated well.
Nope. Degrade me.
Yeah, I know what I'm here for.
This one is a 7-Eleven in Beaverton, Oregon. 5 out of 5 stars.
Honest rating on that 7-Eleven. 5 out of 5 stars. I've never seen that before. How many ratings? Very little.
Two.
About 7.
The owner wrote in.
Adele J. said 5 out of 5 stars. The foreign guy that works at 7-Eleven is dope. He works at night. He always said, what's up? And he knows my name. He always know what I'm going to buy. I feel at home when I come to the 7-Eleven. Michelle H. said 5 out of 5 stars. I completely forgot this is here, and I did not realize why I chose 2 other convenience stores before this one. This one is actually probably the cleanest one with less scary people factor. So, okay, you know. I mean, that's kind of the bare minimum for what you'd hope for in a convenience store. You know, you're like... Hopefully I don't get stabbed when I go in here.
Well, I mean, if you don't get stabbed, 5 out of 5 stars.
Except for Karen K., 1 out of 5 stars. Strange vibes. The next time you walk in here, take a good close look at the door. There is a ruler that measures your height. Then you walk in and there is a big effing camera. Wow, what great service! You are already profiling people left and right the minute that you walk in. If you buy from here, you buy from the devil. Karen, like,
yeah, Karen, relax.
All fast food joints, all banks, all convenience, or they all have the rulers, so that way if somebody robs the spot, they know approximately how tall they are, and they can give the description to the police. That's just standard business.
Yeah, they're not profiling on your way in. It's on your way out.
Yeah, and they're not profiling anyone because they do it to everyone.
Yeah. We're going to profile you with that badass haircut.
This one is for Cascade Spine and Injury Center in Dover, Delaware. 4.5 out of 5 stars.
I mean, if you're going to have a spine surgery, you'd probably want it from a place that has at least 4 stars.
Oscar S. said 5 out of 5 stars. Very welcoming and informative. The entire team is personable. They don't need even to look you up to see who you are. They already know the moment that you walk in. From adjustments to therapy and massage, they are passionate about what they are doing.
Okay.
Sarah J., 5 out of 5 stars. Great doctor, great massages, great staff in general. Karen A., 1 out of 5 stars. The woman at the practitioner's office was slouching? I felt like I was in a locker room at high school, not a chiropractor's office, and one receptionist had ADD. Every time somebody would simply walk past outside, she would glare, stare out the window, literally at every car. She would just sit there. Must have been all jacked up on caffeine. If you are nervous about getting adjusted, the waiting room here is unwelcoming and uncomfortable. Never in my life have I seen small children at a chiropractor's office. One woman was talking about how her kid recently puked on something and she had to clean it up. It was gross to listen to while I was waiting. I would never return here, even if you paid me to. It just sounds like a normal waiting room, lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, that's what happens in every waiting room.
She's going to have a messed up back now. Yeah. So.
And finally, the Rhode Island Food Bank.
I mean, who?
Food Bank.
How well rated?
4.5 out of 5 stars.
Okay. I mean, they're probably doing a lot of good in Rhode Island.
Santa V said 5 out of 5 stars. I volunteered here with a group. Totally enjoyed it. They play the most awesome music to keep you going. All staff, very fun and friendly. I'll be back for sure. Crystal F., 5 out of 5 stars. The Oregon Food Bank is an amazing place. The Rhode Island Food Bank is even more incredible. I now have the opportunity to volunteer here twice throughout my work week. I imagine this will continue in the future.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great place that's doing a lot of good in that community.
Karen O., 1 out of 5 stars. Went here with an elderly person. Cornflakes. Really, cornflakes. They contain yellow dye, malt syrup, partially engineered, genetically modified materials, off-brand pancake syrup, first ingredient, high fructose corn syrup. Hell to the no. Apparently, the church gets donations and purchases food from the Rhode Island Fraud Bank. They purchase in bulk canned food, which contains the poison high fructose corn syrup. Most of the food at this location is heavily processed. Inspect your so-called food. How much is actually edible from these locales? Produce here was slimy. I wouldn't even touch it upon further inspection. And somebody tried to give me products like laundry detergent. Oh my God, really? Processed and chemical smelling? I had to leave.
Oh my gosh.
How?
She makes her own deodorant from tree bark.
You are there for free food. Like, it doesn't even sound like she was there to volunteer and to do work. She was actually there to get the donations, and you're complaining about what you're getting for free?
And the reason why a lot of those food banks, a lot of them try to have as much fresh food as possible, but when there is a epidemic of hunger in your community, they want to get as much food to people as possible.
Corn
that was from
flakes.
Karen O to the hell to the no. Like that she actually wrote out, hell to the no. The food bank lady.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Like, go forage for something out in the wilderness. If like,
yeah, go look for berries in the woods and get poison ivy.
I can just envision her neck rolling. Hell
to the no!
Finger snaps.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So you remember when the Bellagio got sold for $4 billion to that group that includes Blackstone? It's a big investment group. They have just sold. MGM Resorts has agreed to sell the MGM Grand and Mandalay Bay to the joint venture group that includes Blackstone as well for $2.5 billion.
Whoa. So Mandalay Bay and MGM are only worth $2.5 compared to Bellagio's $4?
It's pretty amazing, right?
I would think MGM, you know, is a pretty, you know, historic property. You've got the Grand Garden Arena attached to it. That's surprising.
Yeah, so the Bellagio was $4.25 billion. But what's interesting is that, you know, I mean, like the Bellagio is obviously arguably kind of the crown jewel of MGM's portfolio. Mm-hmm. But the MGM is its actual namesake.
Yes.
What is so if they're out at Mandalay Bay, they're out at Bellagio, they're out at MGM.
Keep in mind they're not out.
They're so like running them.
Yeah, I mean they're leasing them back and they're still running them and they still profit from them and everything else. But yeah, I mean they don't outright own them anymore. But you're right. So they have New York.
Yeah.
And they have Mirage.
Mm-hmm.
And they have. they have City Center, so they have Aria.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excalibur.
And they is Excalibur theirs?
Yes.
Oh, well, wait to hang on to Excalibur.
Well, and they didn't they wasn't Circus theirs as well?
Yeah, that was theirs.
That was, and then now they sold to the guy over at Ruffin over at TI.
And that's totally different, though. So, I mean, what they're doing here is they're selling these to this group, this investment group, and then the investment group is hanging on to them.
And they're just, like, renting it.
And they're leasing it back, and then they still operate it and everything else. So what we've seen with Bellagio, at least so far, is it's not, like, mass layoffs or anything like that. And we hope that that's the case going forward because, again, we don't really care about the corporate entity as much as the individuals that work for these huge conglomerates here in town.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so $2.5 billion, but Mandalay Bay and MGM, pretty big deal.
That is, I mean, but like, it's just kind of crazy that.
Feels like it's two for one.
Like, what does MGM do? Like, because the Metro Goldwyn Mayer or whatever, it was originally was a film studio that it was based around. But basically, isn't MGM just a gaming company now for the most part?
Yeah, I mean, there's still MGM. Like the entertainment division,
do they make
which
movies
is,
still?
I think so.
I don't know
either.
I'm just, it just seems weird to me, you know, being such a big mainstay in Las Vegas for so long. But I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing if we see some of these, like, you know, down the road, if they decide not to lease them back and we see some other ownership groups come in. Same thing with TI buying the Circus. More competition on the strip, the better for us locals.
Yeah, but I mean, go ahead and sell now because everything's going great, right? So sell at a premium, wait for the economy to crash, and then just buy them back for like a quarter of the amount.
Yeah.
Isn't that what all smart businesses do?
Yeah.
So speaking of places that are closing here in town, Hard Rock Hotel and Casino is going to throw one last great party weekend before the final farewell. So basically Super Bowl weekend is going to be the last great party. It's going to run through February 2nd, which is Super Bowl Sunday. Live music and giveaways, food and beverage specials and all that stuff to commemorate 25 years. Do you guys, I mean, Audrey, probably not you so much because you've only been in Las Vegas, you know, not for the majority of the 25 years that it's been around, right? But Mahoney, do you fondly look back at the Hard Rock and have good memories from there overall?
I mean, yeah, I enjoyed the Hard Rock. I mean, for a couple of years there when our buddy Kerry Hart was running Wasted Space or had Wasted Space over there, we always enjoyed a night or two over there every now and then. And, you know, some pretty good shows. We had some nice Holiday Havocs over the years. It was a good property. And, you know, I think when Morton got out of it, then, you know, the vibe kind of changed.
Same thing. They sold it to some big corporate conglomerate, and it just sort of lost its identity.
Didn't, you know, I mean, the same thing happened with the Palms when the Maloof sold before the Fertittas bought it back up as Stations. You know, I think that there's something to be said that, like, these big, nameless, faceless corporations don't really have their pulse on, like, what people want. So when there's guys who have the passion and are running these resorts, like, they thrive, and I'm curious to see how Virgin is going to embrace the community and if they're going to make it inviting to locals.
It's really interesting, though, because, like you said, I haven't really been here that long. Like, I'll be here for 2 years in July, but I feel like I'm coming in when that's totally shift. Like, it's going to, everything is changing. Like,
well, but
I don't know
thing.
What it was once upon a time.
But that's
only known change for the strip. Yeah.
But that's kind of how it always has been for at least, you know, well, the last 15 years.
It stalled out pretty good there after the crash. I mean, everything was supposed to be changing and then it just stopped.
Well,
and, you know, this is very similar to back then in the sense that there's
the
all
San Remo became the Hooters, Dave. Hello.
That's true.
Hello.
How could
I mean, there's always, I mean, that's the thing. I think the one thing that Las Vegas
does really well is reinvention. And if you have, you bring in the right people who want to, who have a real passion for something, you can completely renovate it. Look at what happened. I mean, even in that downtime when we saw the economy dying, look what happened downtown. We saw Derek Stevens come in, buy the Fitzgerald, turn it into the D, and now has completely like renovated. You know,
it's changed downtown, and now you're building Circa and everything else, and that's going to be enormous.
That's going to be that's going to be
a real
game
changer too.
Yeah, it's. I like that if you have passionate people in the city and they care about the properties and they care.
That's what we need more of, though, right? So, I mean, you talk about the Maloofs and how well they did when they were running the Palms. Yeah. And you talk about, you know, how well the Mortons did when they were running the Hard Rock and how well Derek Stevens does when he's running the D and building the Circa. Like, individuals that are, like, running these places that really care about them, not just some corporate entity that doesn't give a damn.
You
just
need
cares
a leader.
Right. You need somebody that's actually on the ground. Like,
and whether however you feel about Steve Wynn changed the city and built, you know, the Wynn Encore, the Bellagio, the Mirage. I mean, that guy was a true...
Same thing about Sheldon Adelson. Yeah, I mean, whether you like him or you hate him, and certainly when it comes to politics, I get he's divisive, but he cares about his properties. And
doesn't charge for parking and never did.
Yep, so
and that's
that.
Why the Venetian got, during that time, and continues to still get a good portion of my business.
Which is almost none.
No, I get it.
Yeah, Mahoney never goes down to the strip. He never leaves his house.
That's true.
All he does is sit at home and reports.
Postmates.
So. Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys, I got a word for you that they should add to the dictionary. Mispronunciation. It's when a child attempts to pronounce a word that an adult has just spoken to them.
Message deleted.
I like it.
It's pretty funny.
But let's just think about like dictionaries in general and speech and communication. Like when people get all crazy about like this is how it should be, all of it is made up. Everything. Yeah. Every word, every sound, we just interpret it as certain things, but it really doesn't mean anything. Like if you don't know what it means.
Do you find people that use the $3 words to sound intelligent, or do you think they sound pompous?
I have a friend of mine who uses them perfectly. Like, well, I don't really get to see her that much anymore because she lives back home, but she'll text them, and she is that friend who uses it, like, almost in the most perfect, sarcastic, trying to seem pompous way, and it comes off hilarious. Like, all of us are like, okay, well, let's go ahead and find out what this word means real quick so then we can actually dive back into the conversation. But
see,
I feel like it matters on your personality.
I've had a couple of friends over the years, including one very recently, a buddy of mine who was trying to impress a girl. And so he was looking up $3 words to try to work into conversation so he would appear to be more intelligent.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, you know what would make you seem more intelligent is not showing up wasted at her house every time you went over there.
That may help.
Yeah.
That may help.
If you want to impress her, just don't always be drunk.
I think, you know, who was it? Like Dennis Miller. Yeah. You know, like his comedy was built upon that whole premise of, I know, like I'm using.
It was obscure references specifically with Dennis.
Yeah.
Dennis Miller. And it was kind of annoying. Like, do you remember when they made him the commentator for Monday Night Football? Get out of here with that nonsense.
I liked it. I liked the non sequiturs that were coming out of him.
Look at you with your fancy
That's
word.
Not a $3.
That's not. Come on.
That's like $1.50, you broke ass.
I don't know if any of you will get this, but I wear glasses. I always take them off before I get in the shower. But the other reason, for no reason, I literally left them on and went into the shower. Oh, my God, it was so disgusting. I literally, it was like the whole world opened up, and my shower was so dirty.
Message deleted.
He wore his glasses into the shower, and
I mean, I wore glasses before I got LASIK, but my eyesight was never bad. It was like, minus or plus one or two, something like that. But Ian is somebody who is damn near blind as a bat.
Ian, could you get LASIK if, do you know if you're even a candidate?
I am a candidate for it, but I don't want to.
Why?
Because glasses are a part of me now.
You look weird without glasses.
You can still wear glasses. I mean, they just have like...
I would feel...
You're defeating the point at that point.
I would feel genuine if I wore fake glasses. So I can't do that. And plus, I totally relate with this guy. I actually did that maybe a month or two ago. For some reason, I decided to wear my glasses in the shower. I never do that. But I saw things I have never seen before. like weird soap stains and there was like hair everywhere. Yeah. My girlfriend does a thing now where she puts her hair like on the shower wall.
Yeah, well, it's so that it doesn't go down the drain.
Is that why?
Yeah, yeah, you walk in, you're like, babe,
I don't think it's a spider.
Yeah, do something about it.
Do you wear a toupee?
Well, that's what they're... That's the do something.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Every time I think it's a damn spider.
It's a big spider, man.
I would rather it be a spider.
When you're at your most vulnerable, yeah, just getting terrified, butt naked.
I think it's a shih tzu. I mean, it looks like a dog.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand.
Well, look, the holidays are come and gone, but that doesn't mean that we can't look back for just a moment on a really sweet Christmas story. A man wanted to cheer up his lady who unfortunately had to spend the holidays locked up in jail.
Hmm.
And so he sent her a Christmas card. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
A little way to kind of keep her company.
What do you like? Put a file in there like they do in the cakes in the old cartoons?
Put a file? No, he put a bunch of meth in there, Mahoney.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. The woman told him on the phone, which of course they listened to, how to put meth into the card to send her in jail. Deputies intercepted the contraband filled card with meth, and they began investigating. And I guess the guy left his residence, and they found that he had meth and Xanax and a revolver on him. When they searched his house, they found more meth and marijuana and steroids and packing materials and a shotgun and a rifle.
He has
been arrested and charged with possession of a firearm, possession of meth with intent to distribute and give to inmates. News outlets reported that the guy who was already in jail previously had gotten out, and he was trying to connect with the woman that was in jail. He now is in jail with her. So, way to go.
What a drug cocktail.
What I need. I was going to say, what meth, a crossfade.
Meth and steroids. I mean, could you think of something that just goes together better?
Mm.
I mean, that is peanut butter and jelly for crackheads.
Just a spice of shotgun and rifle.
Yeah, so, yeah. A woman in Oklahoma City recently found some strange footage with her Ring doorbell. There it was, somebody running to my front door, grabbing a package out of our mailbox. The man snatched the package. As you can see him running away, takes off in a dark-colored sedan. The quick crime took less than a minute, but long enough for the security camera to get the picture. At first, the mother of two had no idea what was stolen. Turns out the family won't be missing much. The thief got away with 2 pounds of Pez.
You say the family's not going to be missing much. 2 pounds of Pez has to cost quite a bit.
Who still has Pez dispensers where you have to buy Pez?
$5. She spent on the game. It's got to be generic Pez, right?
That's not name brand Pez.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that generic garbage out of here. How dare you?
A Florida man had to be rescued from a fountain, and he was pretty upset because the 36-year-old from Orlando, Florida, in the wee hours of the morning on Friday, hijacked a boat to visit some friends and got stuck on a fountain. So he had ingested a large amount of Molly, they said,
okay.
And that's when he was cruising around on this little lake, and he saw a swan, and he thought the swan was judging him. So, of course, he stole a boat to paddle to the fountain to take to the center of the lake, stepped out of the boat, forgot the crucial step of tying the boat to the fountain, and found himself stuck in the fountain because... Or in the pond, rather, because he was trying to confront this swan for judging him.
Stop looking at me, swan!
I mean, they do...
It's 4 a.m. Friday.
I will say swans do have an air of superiority and that they think that they are better than us.
Swans are...
You're just a fancy duck.
Yeah, they're pretentious ducks.
And finally, a Florida clerk shot a man for stealing 3 cases of Natty Ice. A Florida man in Lakeland suffered gunshot wounds to the arm and chest after a store clerk caught him stealing 3 cases of Natty Ice.
How much?
That's a total of $36 worth of beer.
No way. Yeah. $36? I was thinking 12.
He had 54 beers, so he had, you know, 3
$12.
Cases. Exactly.
It still feels high.
It does feel high.
It still feels high.
You can get like a 12-pack for $4.
Yeah, the clerk opened fire on the man. The injured thief didn't make it far after that. He crashed his car less than a mile away. A bit of an overreaction. Yeah, the cops think so. The clerk is now in jail, charged with a second-degree attempted murder charge, because if somebody is stealing, you know, $36 worth of beer from you, you're not allowed to shoot them multiple times.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, doesn't drinking Natty Ice kind of feel like you're getting shot in the face?
Yeah. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's not good.
Shot in the face with a water gun. It's just water.
Nah, man.
When's the last time you had Natty Ice?
I don't know, probably 6 years ago.
Have you tried their flavored natty ice?
Ooh, the seltzer.
The seltzer, yeah.
Oh, God. Hangover waiting to happen.
It's Friday's beer for breakfast.
I'll try it.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So what animal would you least like to fight naked and why? Got some good ones coming in here on social media as well, at Dave Mahoney. Chris said, any kind of bird. I just feel like they would go for the worm.
Oh, gosh.
I feel like I could take any bird that wasn't, you know, that didn't have like a 5 foot wingspan.
Yeah, they don't have huge talons. You'd be okay.
Yeah, like yeah. I could take at least 38 pigeons naked. I would just punt them.
Edward said a dog because my German Shepherd still goes for the unmentionables even with clothes on.
Oh my gosh!
The paku fish. Look it up.
I don't. What? How do
that's
you,
the
how,
thing that
how
goes in. I think that's the thing that goes in.
Paku fish.
Oh my gosh! I just like. Is it?
Oh, it's got teeth.
Oh, and I think it's the one that goes inside.
No.
That's not that one? Okay, well, I picked that one then. That would be
awful. It's just a fish with teeth.
It looks like it's got human teeth. Yes.
Almost. Ree said the octopus. She said, I just shudder. You think about all those tentacles and what happens with those tentacles.
Most people don't know that octopus have beaks.
Yeah.
Their entire body, except for their beak, can be completely crushed down and compressed and get into any... It's so... Like, this is when people talk about aliens, like, why I really don't want to run into aliens, is because I feel like they're not going to look like you and me. They're going to look like octopus, and it's going to be freaky as hell.
Octopus are, for sure, way creepier than any alien could ever be. I mean, first off, like you said, most people don't even know that they have beaks.
Yeah.
No.
Which just seems totally unnecessary. But, I mean, the fact that they...
The ink...
Yeah, where do they get the ink?
Yeah.
Where does it come from?
You know how much that costs at Home Depot?
It cost me $60 at Office Depot for that sort of ink.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What animal would you least like to fight while you're totally naked? This one from Sweet Tweets on Twitter just said a cougar and then posted this gif of a 60-something-year-old lady licking a lollipop.
That's a puma, man. That's not a cougar. There's a difference. They age up. I feel like here's another one coming to us on our text line at 73100 talking about a ocean-dwelling animal. She said, or they said, do jellyfish count as animals? Because I wouldn't fight those naked if my life depended on it. Where do you even punch? Does it have eyes? Terrified. And that's from Lindsay. And I will agree about jellyfish because they're like iridescent. You can't like even see them.
No.
You just see like transparently, you just see straight through them.
Fighting a ghost.
But also, anything in the ocean naked, I think it kind of ratchets up that list real quick.
Everything in the deep, the dark depths of the ocean with the googly eyes and the giant teeth.
Yeah, we are out of our element, so I feel like that adds an extra layer of like terrifyingness to whatever it may be.
Speaking of being out of your element, what about Lauren on Facebook said bees?
Like,
what do you do about bees? I mean, bees, if you're getting attacked, even with all your clothes on, are terrible, but totally naked?
Oh.
Can you imagine getting stung on your junk?
No.
Ah.
Like, if you've ever, like, I've had a bee fly down my shirt. Actually, it was a wasp.
Oh my god!
Flew down my shirt when I was a young kid.
Such a large amount of money
to
see that.
And it got my back.
Oh.
It stung me like four times on my back. And just what a dick.
I'm surprised nobody said goose.
A Canadian goose?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I could punt a goose.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing.
They
like,
are aggressive.
They
what,
are.
What if you punted the goose and it just took it?
Got even. Yeah.
I don't think a
goose.
I feel
like they could.
How much do you think a goose? Because they look bigger than they are because of the feathers.
But still, I mean, the goose has to be 20 pounds, 25 pounds?
I'm going to say 45.
45?
I've seen some big geese.
100 pounds.
A 212-pound goose.
A Canadian goose weighs, like, obviously you guys have never made a turducken. A Canadian goose weighs anywhere between 7 and 14 pounds.
7 to 14 pounds from the store.
Yeah, no, that's in general. Not looking.
So from the store, 35.
No, this is according to AmericanExpedition.us.
Ryan texted us. He said, "Fire ants."
Yeah,
same thing.
Those animals, though,
close enough. Komodo dragon.
Oh,
like they're so fast,
and they have claws.
Yeah,
the claws.
Yeah, anything with claws, scary.
Oh, what about like a boa?
I feel like a snake would be okay.
Also a text here. How about a beaver? The irony.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Those teeth, though, man, on a beaver.
What animal would you least like to fight naked and why? Jake on Facebook said your mom.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So when it comes to the animals that you would choose last to fight if you were totally naked, what do you go with, Mahoney?
For me, it's also in the bird category, but I think it's the creepiest of all birds outside of vultures. That would be an owl.
An owl.
Like a barn owl.
Yeah.
Like just those eyes, those talons, and they don't like... They don't, you know, they just have that penetrating gaze.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it would be looking through my soul and my giblet bits.
Yeah, and their beaks are strong.
Well, and the talons, too, and they can swoop down out of nowhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
and then you have to dissect an owl pellet afterwards in eighth grade science class. Like, what is that in there?
What would you least like to fight naked?
Probably a giraffe, because have you ever seen them, like, actually fight? Those necks are just, like, going all over the place.
And they can kick hard as hell, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they can.
Speaking of kicking, we got a lot of people saying kangaroos. Like, it's kangaroos are just, like, right
boxers
at that level. Just turn your little bag into a speed bag.
Oh.
I feel like kangaroos are getting, like, over a couple years ago when that video of that dude punching the, you know, just jabbing that kangaroo in the face.
To save his dog?
To save his dog. I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, I could take a kangaroo. I feel like that was a isolated incident.
He caught that kangaroo by surprise. That kangaroo had clearly never been punched in the face before. And was like, hey. Hey. A lot of people are saying cats as well because they're fast and the claws. Yeah.
Yeah,
and not even like lions and tigers and all that stuff. Just a house cat.
Yes.
Ian, what about you? I mean, if you had to choose an animal to fight the least.
The least? It's a tie. Either a honey badger or a narwhal, I think.
Oh, because the horn.
Yeah, they could do a lot with that.
I feel like narwhals aren't that aggressive, though.
But, you know, again, if they're fighting me, obviously it's a fight for your life.
A skunk?
A skunk.
Yeah. Because you get sprayed and you're just, you smell like hell
forever. And then it can do whatever.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
What about a rhinoceros? I feel like I'd get the rhinoceros horn right in the keister.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm afraid I'd kind of like it.
Still to come today with David Mahoney.
Made me question everything that I know.
That would give a new definition of being horny.
That's right.
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So, Audrey, as a young lady, tell me how you would react to this.
Okay.
One woman is traveling at San Diego's International Airport and all of a sudden started to get a series of mysterious text messages that made her fear for her safety and caused her lasting emotional distress, she says. Her name is Ashley. She's waiting to board her flight last April at the airport in San Diego. Looking at her phone, she saw the first of many text messages from an unknown sender. Didn't recognize the phone number in those texts, and the messages that follow made her very uncomfortable. By the way, I must tell you that you are gorgeous, wrote the unknown admirer. The messages prompted her to look for a familiar face in the boarding area in Terminal 2. That's when the sender identified himself as Ahmad and told her that he worked for the airline. The unwanted messages continued after she boarded her flight to Chicago. Then a text to her unnerved her. I am on board right now. Are you going to Chicago too? Those messages prompted her to ask a flight attendant for help. She said the attendant confirmed that Ahmad was an American Airlines employee and was furious with his behavior. The flight attendant said that he was... The flight attendant said the woman was very helpful and apparently alerted airline managers because the company escorted the guy off the plane once it landed in Chicago. The attorney for this woman is obviously going after American Airlines. How on earth did they get her phone number? Why was it given to some rando employee? And he was able to start, like, hitting on her while just the highest level of creep, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And just to put it simply, that's absolutely terrifying. But it kind of is happening pretty frequently. Like, I mean, we've heard with Apple, they're kind of going into your sensitive information and texting you afterwards, getting your phone number. So, I mean, it's kind of happening a little bit more frequently.
I saw a thing on...
But it's bizarre that it's even happening to start.
I saw a thing on Reddit yesterday about this woman. She hired a moving company to, like, bring in some, like, IKEA furniture. And they refused to bring it into her apartment, which is, you know, the moving company, there's your job.
Yes.
You bring it into the apartment where you've ordered it to. So she had to go out, grab it herself, and then the dude
hit her up the next day and like, hey, it's a guy from the moving company. Would it be would you ever consider going to a movie with me? I'm like, you thirsty piece of garbage. First off, you wouldn't even move the furniture into the house, so you're failing at your job in the first place. And then the second place, you're not you're reaching out afterwards? No. Like, I almost want to get, like, a, like, if I was a single woman, and I would almost think about just getting, like, a burner number, like, one of those Google numbers to, like, give out
to people as your phone number.
Yeah.
But, see, the problem is when you actually need to be able to communicate with, say, the airline, for example, like, you want to get a text on your real phone if you're going to be delayed or whatever it is. And so not giving out your real information sometimes stinks because you need to be in contact with that company. You just don't expect that people are going to abuse that power, which stinks. See, I miss the good old days when guys didn't used to just creep on women. They used to do things to try to impress them, like this fine gentleman.
Oh, okay.
A South African man seeking a Guinness World Record said that he is living on top of a pole in a barrel for nearly 2 months.
Hmm. Where's the bathroom? Why? I would imagine that that barrel may start to fill.
It's a wine barrel. It's mounted at the top of a pole, and he is expected to break the Guinness World Record on January 20th. Although they won't mark the end of his attempt, he said he is currently aiming to beat the record by a full week, possibly longer. He said his biggest concern at the top of the pole is lightning. He said a bolt of lightning narrowly missed his pole only a few days into his attempt, and he's like, I'm sticking with it, man. I'm going to hang on. Hanging up here.
For a Guinness Book of World Records. Record.
Yeah, so he can impress the ladies of the town wherever he is in South Africa.
Also,
his feet stink so bad right now,
are you
guys.
He's stepping all over his
mess.
You telling me that you're not impressed?
No.
What if he just hangs his booty off the side?
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
No I wonder, would just love to just watch this
No wonder Guinness
gentleman.
Isn't showing up to recognize
that. Like a giant dump out of a barrel.
If it gets cold, gives a new meaning to half-mast.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Yeah. You're on one today.
Oh, yeah. Just all sorts of junk jokes.
Firing out. Left and right.
Lack of sleep. Stayed up late watching the national championship game.
Up late?
Yeah.
It's over by like 8:15.
No, it wasn't. No, it was over at like 9:30.
Whatever. It's still not that late.
Late for me.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
This number that I don't know has called me every day for 3 days now, and I'm nervous to answer it. Should I?
Message deleted.
You should not. I just blocked those numbers. If somebody is calling me and they don't leave a message and they don't send me a text, first off, I don't know you, because if you did know me, you wouldn't be calling me in the first place. Secondly, if you call and don't leave a message, that's suspicious as it is. I can't tell you how many numbers I have blocked on my phone.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes if it's a debt collector, they'll only call you one time and leave a voicemail, and then they call from random numbers every other time.
Well, I don't want to talk to those people anyhow.
That's
so
also
block.
Fair.
Yeah, I'm like an ostrich. I'm going to stick my head in the sand and pretend that credit card bill doesn't exist.
No, yeah, I already paid that. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. No, you
That's
didn't.
Why I don't go to the mailbox.
Please leave a message after the tone.
The Emperor Penguin is 48 inches, a.k.a. 4 feet, to... her, that might be like 6 feet, because I think she's short, right?
I'm not
Message
short.
Deleted.
And I looked it up after. I laughed for like a solid 6 minutes at myself. I know they're not 6 feet tall.
Audrey thought there were 6 foot tall penguins, which would be terrifying.
I had a third grade teacher scary. Who taught me that. I blame her in Alabama schooling.
If you're in third grade, something that is like 4.5 feet or even 4 foot tall still,
seems huge. Yeah,
yeah, that's how big you are.
Yeah.
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 No, it's fine.
Did you wrestle a penguin?
Would I wrestle a penguin?
Yeah.
I mean, like violently or like just to see where things went?
Playfully.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I thought it was pretty funny on your show this morning. I'm going to work, of course. I start bursting out laughing, and the guard at the gate starts, getting all serious because he thinks that something's wrong, and I'm dying of laughter. Good stuff, guys. Good stuff. Have a good day.
Message deleted.
He's not even going to tell us what we did.
Yeah, what was the one funny thing that we did today that actually made somebody laugh?
Please, let me know.
Not this.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So, you've probably been in the movie theater and you've seen somebody talking on a phone, which is probably the biggest offense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Them texting and being on their phone also can be pretty annoying, especially if you're sitting close to them and you get that blue
light.
This guy took things maybe a bit too far, though. A 34-year-old guy by the name of Nicholas Glasgow from Iowa City, Iowa, works as a yoga instructor. Was at a movie theater to see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and somebody else was using their phone. After the movie ended, he confronted the guy and told him to apologize for ruining the movie for him, and the guy responded by just standing there and staring at Nicholas.
Yeah, I would have done the same exact thing.
And so Nicholas started punching him.
Oh, that seems
very
like a
zen
reasonable,
of him.
Yeah, very reasonable response.
He was arrested on Sunday for assault and criminal mischief because you can't just start punching somebody because you're upset that they ruined
the movie. And I'm going to stand by my statement I said a few weeks ago. Yoga is stressful. It is not a good meditating experience. It is hard, and that guy proves it.
Why do
you're going to make some yogis really mad today?
Obviously
it's hard. It is hard. I'm also
and
really
in shape.
I'm also really weak.
Why
core strength sucks?
It hurts.
Ooh, I tell you what, real quick. I was at the gym the other day because I'm on this whole like you know New Year, New Me
of
garbage,
course, yeah.
like
yeah.
everyone else.
Yeah,
but
go
I was you know just doing the treadmill. But there's like this floor in front where like a bunch of people will just like lay out mats and do different types of exercises.
Yeah.
I mean, there was this girl that, like, her flexibility was insane. She's like, pulling her leg all the way up by her head and everything else.
Okay.
But then I was sitting here doing a 30-minute run, and the entire 30-minute run, she was doing a plank.
You're
she did a 30-minute plank. And I'm like, how is that possible?
I'm sweating just
like,
thinking about
90
it.
90 seconds in, I'm just like, the whole body is shaking. Like, I'm just dead.
It's like 30... you look like Jell-O during an earthquake.
I bet I could do a plank for a solid 10 seconds. I can't believe 30 whole minutes.
30 minutes, just a plank the entire time.
I mean, she had to have been like a pole, like just totally lean.
Yeah, I mean, she was in, I mean, she had to be like
sure
a gymnast or something. It wasn't a laying down plank, Mahoney. It wasn't your style of working out.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, here's today's question for another show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
So when it comes to the animals that you would choose last to fight if you were totally naked, what do you go with, Mahoney?
For me, it's also in the bird category, but I think it's the creepiest of all birds outside of vultures. That would be an...
So no, it's not the 6-foot tall penguin that Audrey was referencing earlier. This is a bird that Mahoney would choose to fight last out of them all, and it's partially because of obviously their natural ability to scoop things up like most birds have the ability to do, but also just the way that they look at him.
I was thinking about Audrey's comment about a 6-foot tall penguin, and she is right because Colin Farrell has just been cast as the penguin in the new Batman movie.
Colin Farrell is not 6 foot tall.
Sure he is.
No, he's not.
Sure he
Colin
is.
Colin Farrell is 5'5 at best. Just a little guy.
What are you talking about?
A whole movie where he easily fit in.
He's 5'10.
Which means he's 5'8.
So you've got a 5 foot.
He's 6 foot. Penguin. He's 6 foot.
He is not 6 foot. There's no way that little guy
if
is 6 foot.
If he had a player's card, he'd be 6 foot.
Colin Farrell did a whole movie where he easily fit into a phone booth.
So that movie sucks so bad.
So bad.
Wasn't it just called Phone Booth?
I think it was just called Phone Booth.
I love that movie. It's so intense.
I do too.
Was it Forrest Whitaker in that? Was Forrest Whitaker?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do love some Forrest Whitaker.
You guys like bad movies.
If you've never seen, hey, Ian, if you want to watch an awesome Forrest Whitaker movie, watch Ghost Dog. It's a amazing Forrest Whitaker movie where he plays a samurai.
And it's called Ghost Dog.
It's
called Ghost Dog.
Ghost Dog.
Ghost Dog.
Look it up. It's a Jim Jarmusch movie.
X107.5, good morning. Mahoney would like to fight what type of bird specifically, the very least?
An owl.
That's right.
Like, look at a featherless owl. Like, Google featherless owl at some point today and be horrified.
See, that's the thing, is that animals without their feathers or without their fur are creepy as hell. But then you think that us humans without our clothes are also creepy as hell. I don't know where along the way, maybe it was the whole Adam and Eve thing where we decided to have some modesty I'm glad that came along.
Well, no, it wasn't modesty. It was because we were walking through brush and didn't want stuff
poking us.
Yeah. Snagger newts.
Oh, God. Back up. Oh, my God.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. By the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.